Blog Talk Radio.
Sitting in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Hip-hop got carried away like someone attached handles. The real version hid behind some mystery panels. You might find them on some history channels. And like pianos, I'ma sit down, extend my hands, play you a melody. Check, 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 check out my melody. It's like peanut butter on celery. Gotta add some flavor to this game that is bland. Can you understand? Couldn't buy these lyrical flames that I command for $100,000. Underground, but still got the upper hand. Yeah, they're gonna hear me in the upper stands like nuclear siren. I still got them smiling from the hood to the beautiful island. OG with it, where the bummy are fitted. And I'm feeling like a big dummy from the first day that I did it. The competition, they're wishing I'd end my mission or I'd come up missing. But you need to listen, no time to the sky, I'm kissing. TDHP, I'm eternal, a blazing hip-hop inferno. You better keep a journal. Diary of a madman, like I'm fronting Black Sabbath. On the internet, my respect size mammoth. Don't worry about my check size, damn it. Peep the meals I enjoy. Barbecues to some ice cream and almond joy. Rapping about food like my name was Prince Marky D. Gave up everything from Newport, alcohol, and that THC. They wanna be like me, but don't hurt yourself. You ain't got the game to exert yourself. I'm like an alkaline Duracell, energizer lithium. I don't envy famous rappers, truly, I just pity them. They gotta sell out and act like a puppet made out of a sock. I don't get down with that Fraggle Rock, fueled by classic rock. Take you back to 83 and put you in a state of shock. Like MJ and MJ, gonna do this my way. When I finally go, I'm hell up on that highway. And I'll be leaving behind a few hundred tunes. I'm like a bounty hunter traveling the blooded room. Back in my room, I set a candle still flickering. I see the shadows, hear the gossip and the bickering. But you can miss me with those elements that don't matter. Mentally duct tape you just to end the chatter like, whoa. PDHP, 40 bars like, whoa. Did it on two takes, brother, like, whoa. It don't really matter what you think, like, whoa. I represent the Midwest, baby, like, whoa. West Coast rapper getting down, like, whoa. Every time from the old school, like, whoa. My flow is like, whoa. So really what you know, man, from the day they said go, like, whoa.
Cyber World. Once again, we welcome you to another fact and fun-filled edition of one of the most authentic internet radio shows that is online, on your web browser, on the World Wide Web, on the web browser, down since the days of Doogie Howser, you know what I'm saying? It's TDR Radio with your host, a very hyped up tonight, 30-year underground hip-hop veteran. I am Thief the High Priest. What's good? Happy Sunday. How you doing? How you doing? How's the weekend going? How's the weekend treating you? Winding it down. Winding this weekend down. Yes, sir. I've been on vacation all week, man. Work a job. Work a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Paid vacation. Lightweight. First paid vacation I've had since 2009 when my independent rap career took a big dumper and I had to go back to working a job. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Decca Records went down in the dust, owed me like 10 stacks, had to come back. It's all good. I'm actually, you know what, I'm in a pretty good place. So still doing the hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing going to break my stride. Ain't nothing going to hold me down, homie. You know what I'm saying? Starting off at the top of the hour. It is the sound of yours, truly. I had to go back to 2000. 40 bars, like, whoa, remake of that classic Black Rob, you know what I'm saying? I like to get it in with my classic remakes, and when I made it, I always try to give you a little insight of how I kind of approach the songs that I do. I was like, man, you know, I'm not trying to do a bunch of verses. I'm like, what should I do? And I just sat down and wrote to the song, and it ended up being a 40-piece. song be like, I'm going to call this 40 bars, like, whoa. Came on, redid the hook of the classic at the end there. Earlier in the week, that was number 4 on the hip-hop charts for the United States of in Wisconsin on number 1 music. Get a lot of love over there. Check out Feast the High Priest on number 1 music, man. So, again, you know what I'm saying? Got to represent, man. I'm proud of this hip-hop I make. You know what I'm saying? 30 years, man. 30-plus years, man. 13 jobs like a Jamaican, man, hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Calling in tonight. From Portland, Oregon, he's on the line, the Ghost Creep. Great independent artist. I've heard some of his music. He's got a great attitude. So we have him on the show, give him a little promotional opportunity. You know what I'm saying? TDR Radio, over 4,200 listens. Over 40, I don't know, man, close to 5,000 profile views, man, people checking it out, so I appreciate that. Going into a little bit of entertainment news today, you know, usually I read stuff off the internet. I got some stuff that it's just, I'm going to just touch on it, man. I'm thinking this is a little crazy. This is kind of a twofold here. Young Thug arrested for, what was it? I forget, terrorist threats. I guess he was leaving a mall in Georgia and threatened to shoot a security guard in the face. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? Then on top of that, you got him and Baby are being, they were conspiring, is the word, to kill Lil Wayne. I guess they were shooting those. They were responsible for the person shooting at his tour bus back a while ago, man. So, you know, when they say hip-hop is out of control, that they ain't lying, bro. You know what I'm saying? They definitely ain't lying. There's a lot of crazy things going on out there. And if you look at how close, I'm really, you know, I'm not a big Lil Wayne fan. But, you know, early Cash Money, I kind of got it in with some of the early Cash Money. So you look at how tight-knit they were. And now Baby was, like, trying to kill dude. I mean, you know, he hasn't been tried with any of this, but it all kind of makes sense, and it was all kind of connected. So, and as far as Young Thug and those terrorist threats, I mean, you know, a lot of these artists, man, they just think they're just, I don't know, out of this world, you know, out of the stratosphere. They, like, rules don't apply to them, laws don't apply to them, you know. I mean, you can be successful, you can have great wealth, great fame, but at the end of the day, man, you know, we still have to adhere to, it's really not even law, but just common sense, man. You know what I'm saying? So definitely kind of crazy, man, kind of crazy what's been going on. So on that note, again, calling in from Portland, Oregon, I'm kind of excited. I've not spoken to him personally or directly. That's how, you know, man, it's the chopaganda. Sometimes I'll speak to folks, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we just chat online, get them on the show. We going to break bread, man. You know what I'm saying? Ghost Creep, what's good, homie?
What's up with you, bro? How you been doing?
I'm doing real good, man. Thanks for calling in tonight. How you doing tonight, man?
Doing pretty good. Just out here just sipping on the Mickey's, enjoying this hot weather pretty much.
That's a beautiful thing, man. You know, I go back when I did indulge. I used to have the Mickey's where they had the pull tab off where it was like foil. It was like, you know, with the sharp edges, man. People used to get drunk and cut each other, bro. It was crucial.
Dang.
It was crucial. That Mickey's would sting. That Mickey's would sting a player. It would get a little out of line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my homeboy, he locked up, man. He always calling them stingers himself, so I feel you on that.
There you go.
Free
temple
of thought.
I used to call him poor man's Heineken. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with a Mickey's, man. Nothing wrong with nice ice cold Mickey's. That's cool, man. So hey, for all of my listeners out there and friends that are tuned in tonight, for those who are unfamiliar with who you might be in your artistry, do us a big favor. Please formally introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the Ghost Creep.
All right, man. My name is Ghost Creep. I'm originally from North Portland, Oregon, but I've lived all over my city. I've been all over the United States, just life in general. I'm just a dude out here just living pretty much. I just do music because I got a story. I got a life that I've lived, that I've been through day for day, that I just feel like could help a lot of people if they hear it, some of the twists and turns I've went through. So that's really the main reason why I do music. And, man, I'm just the Ghost Creep. No Love Incorporated. I hold it down for a lot of my people. That's our record label, No Love Incorporated. We got, man, Reality, Temple of Thoughts, Bullet to Capo, Conman 310, man, and Free Temple of Thoughts, Free Reality, RIP Porkchop. But yeah, that's pretty much just me in a nutshell. I'm just here holding it down for my people and just, man, just trying to get my name out there so people can just hear what I've been through pretty much.
That's good, man. You know, I have noticed that you do have a very honest approach about your music, and you share a lot of things about your personal life online. And I find that, you know, man, I find it kind of refreshing, man. You know, you just got a real, down to earth aspect about what you're doing, and, you know, really no shame in the game, man. And there's no need to have any, you know, we're all living life. We all, you know, I got a little saying I tell people, man, you know, if life didn't have ups and downs, we'd be flatline. And if we were flatline, you know what that means, right?
We out the game. So I feel you on
Graduated to the young wooden overcoat, homie, and one size fits all.
Huh. Man.
I'm
good,
not trying to
metaphor
get in the wood,
on
you
that
know
one.
Keep the wood, the wooden overcoat. How you love that? You ever heard it referred to as graduated to the wooden overcoat?
I have not, man. I'm a youngin' in the game. That's a new one for me.
You know, I'm OG, and I heard that from somebody that was like in their 70s, man. So you know what,
man,
the old people and older people, man, they got some gems, man. They, you know, definitely got some things to hand down, man. So
man,
so
people
yeah,
say
man.
Game came from a woman, but I always say game came from wisdom. So that's just how I've always looked at it.
It's all just a part of living life, man, and that's, you know, we take it one day at a time. And, you know, I just, you know, I know you know, again, man, you've been posting about this, so I hope you don't mind me just touching on it real briefly here. You know, man, I see you've gone back to get your GED, and you're going back for some schooling. How's that going for you, man?
It's going good, man. I'm actually taking my third test tomorrow, and then I'm just trying to, because I've never been to high school. Like, I've literally never been to high school before. I ended up homeless right out of eighth grade, and I was on the street for years. I mean, I don't want to get into my mom's personal life, but she was going through things, and she ended up locked up a few times. So I ended up on the street, and now I'm just trying to just go back and just, I don't know, make up for lost time, because I just know that ain't nobody trying to help you in this game. Ain't nobody trying to help you get where you got to go. So you got to figure out how to do it yourself. And that's some of the biggest advice I can give to anybody out here that really feels like they got the talent and the means to do what they want to do with their dreams is, man, educate yourself, get your degrees, get your paperwork so nobody can argue with you. Real talk.
That's real solid advice, man. And, I'm certainly not trying to be, you know, a negative Ned, but it's not only that people don't want to help you in the game. People just overall in general don't want to help you in life. It's just hard to have somebody to fall back on, man. You know, friends, you know, more and more friends are really just, you know, associates, acquaintances, and that's just the bluntness overall. You know, again, I'm not trying to be negative, not trying to be bitter, but, you know, man, you have to be your own best friend. You have to be the one that you can rely on the most, and you have to be the one that you are most dependent on, man, because at the end of the day, really, you know, you're going to find, you know, when you find yourself in crucial situations, most people, a lot of people say they're going to be there for you. A lot of people you think you can depend on. More often than not, man, you're just sitting there looking in the mirror and like, damn, I got to make it happen. And that's what life is all about, man.
I feel you, man, because it's a lot of jail talk. That's what we call it, because, I mean, when you locked up, people talk about this and that, when you're going to get out and all that, and you barely even ever see these people again. So we just call it jail talk, because it's like people are always saying they're going to be there in your hardest times, but it's always seemed to be your brightest moments when they say that. So I really do feel what you said right there.
He's just getting kind of serious on TDR Radio tonight, but sometimes we got to kick that propaganda, and you know what? We got to stay away from Bum Gump in USA. Gum bumping USA. Because there's some bums. There's some bum gumps bumping gums.
Man, too many. Too many of them, man. Too many of them. I don't know. People I don't know. Yeah, it's just how it is now.
It's all good. You just got to, you know what, man, you have to have a, you know, it's good to trust, it's good to have friends, but it's also wise to gauge individuals and just really, again, be most reliant on yourself. And then if you can't come through for yourself, then you just kick your own self in the ass, because that you're the only person you have to blame for that. You know what I'm saying?
That is real.
That's real talk. As we get down and deep in this road of winding road of just kind of sorrowful talk, let's turn this shit around and listen to some brighter day from the Ghost Creep.
I'm
ladies
with
and
that.
Gentlemen, you are tuned in to TDR Radio. Ghost Creep is in the house. Thief the High Priest, crazy, animated, and just THP. What can I say? Do me a big favor. Listen in and don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Granddad, what do you do when you can't do nothing, but there's nothing you can do? do what you can.
Hope in your delivery, man, in your message. And again, these are all things that I've noticed this, man. As you know, again, I mean, not like you're on, you know, the world's biggest radio show, but, you know, man, I'm pretty selective about the people that I have on my show, man. I don't reach out to just anybody. And always, there's a lot of times when, you know, man, I'm not a real big chatty person. I'm not a real big messaging person online. But if someone is on the show and has been invited on the show, it's definitely for a reason. And I've noticed a lot of things that you've done more than you probably realize. So. You're doing
man,
good.
I appreciate your time, bro. I really do appreciate your time.
It's good. You got a good attitude, man. So let me ask you, man. I mean, aside from, you know, the realistic approach and a lot of life influences that are helping you to create your music and your message, like, who are some of the artists that you like, man? Who are some of the artists that have inspired you to just, you know, what made you really decide to pick up that pen, spit your first rhymes, and get into the music game?
Man, the first album I ever owned was Ice Cube, The Predator. I mean, it's old school now, but it's not for a lot of people because, I don't know, that's a classic. Over time, I really grew on, like, Mac Dre, a lot of Bay Area music, Keep the Sneak, Andre Nicotino was a good one. A lot of Portland artists, too, believe it or not, because, I don't know, there's just so many people out here to rap. There's, like... It's a handful of people with talent, but they got enough talent to go to Yard. And I've just grown up with a lot of these people. And it's not really a interest because I've known them. It's more because I respect where they're coming from and what they have to say. And I don't know. Really, a lot of the stuff I listen to is West Coast in general. I listen to East Coast like Big L, Big Pun. Those are some of the biggest artists I listen to, too. And pretty much just a lot of Bay Area music and just music I can really relate to, like, in general.
That's cool. That's what's up, man. I mean, R.I.P. Mac Dre, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, man, I'm a West Coast, you know, I'm a Midwest West Coast artist, man. So I really, that's the main thing I do. And I remember now that, you know, I posted my the remake I did of Today Was a Good Day, and I remember you commenting on there that The Predator was your first album, man. You know, I mean, Ice Cube really, you know, I mean, people change as they get more successful, and, I mean, God bless them, you know, man.
Yeah.
Things, you know, again, things change and their outlook changes and their music kind of changes, but, you know, that was that gritty, that era was really that gritty Cube, and, you know, I go back, even, you know, man, I go back to America's Most Wanted, Death Certificate,
man.
You know, real monumental, you know, man, just, you know, when Cube was just mad. Cube was mad. It was before he went Disney, you know, I mean, again,
Who's
God
the Max,
back.
Say Hi to the
so,
Bad
right,
Guy, all them
right,
songs back on that album. Yeah.
Exactly, man. You know, he has something to prove. He had just, you know, he had left NWA alone and, you know, man, just, you know.
And he
I
wasn't
mean,
getting his credit
good.
For writing most of those lyrics that everybody was spitting. I mean, a lot of people to this day don't even know that he wrote Boys in the Hood. And it's just
right.
crazy to me because he was a dope lyricist. As far as, like, the time period when it comes to, like, West Coast artists, East Coast artists, how metaphors were developed, it's just he was one of the first West Coast artists to really give you bar-for-bar metaphors, in my opinion, because I ain't really heard no other ones before him.
Right. I was just the other day, I was going to post, I was thinking of that track, You're Getting Faded, off of America's Most Wanted, where he says, well, the taste of alcohol is filling up my bladder. Talking about, you know, some girl was pregnant or something, and he wasn't the daddy or something, man. Just that raw, like, you know, man. Again, that album was produced by the Bomb Squad, and, man, just, you know, just a scarier Cube. It's not before it was Ice Cube and not an Ice Cube, you know what I'm saying? That's, man.
Yeah.
You know, again. That's great. You know, congrats on all the success, but I just like that earlier era, man. So, and as far as these tracks, man, are these beats something you're producing yourself? Or I know you're saying you were, like, dabbling in the mixing and getting in, you know, getting in on the mixing and mastering, right?
Yeah, right now I've made beats on Fruity Loops. Like, that's where I've really been on right now. I haven't made these beats because I just feel like at the point I'm trying to, because this is going to be my first released project. It's like I've been a part of three other projects, but over time it's like people have died, went to prison, and just I'm not cool with some of them no more. So they never saw the light of day. So
I can dig it, man.
Yeah, and it's like I just want this first one. Like I didn't feel like I had, honestly, the talent to produce a beat yet. Like, I make some things that I can nod my head to, but I'm not confident in it as far as, like, releasing it to the world. So I find beats that I like online, and I do what a lot of these local artists do, and I just rip them off the internet, honestly. I put my track to it, and then the next album I'm doing after this, because this is just a free mixtape. All these songs I'm doing right now, I'm just doing them to send out for free, download, whatever, just to get who I am out there a little bit. So that way, when I do have my album, I'm not just some guy begging you to buy my album, pretty much. Like, you at least have heard.
I feel you.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted this first one to just, I don't know. I haven't found too many beats, honestly, online that really reflect, like, my way of just how I do it, my whole, because the beat to me is the whole emotion of the person in the song, and I just haven't found my emotion yet out that, and that's what I'm hoping to really do with my album.
It's good. I was just inquiring because I wasn't really sure. I kind of had a guesstimate that that's what you were, because I mean, you know, that's what I do now. Like, you know, man, I produced for the first like 20 years of my career, man. You know, back with a SP-12 drum machine. I dabbled with EPS-60. Man, I'm not a software dude. I'm a machine dude. Again, I'm an older dude, and I come from that era. Beating on pads and shit like that, man. So, but I just, you know, man, as I got older, you know, maybe, I don't know, man, it's 5-6 years ago, I just, you know, again, there's so many beats out here, and I'm totally not for profit now, so I just, you know, man, my thing is, you know, I'm the Robin Hood of rap. I take people's beats, I make tracks to them, I try to do something good with them, and then I just give them away for free, and, you know, I leave with the, you know, I give people the option, like, you know what, if you want to, you know, and, like, I don't even expect it or ask some people. Sometimes they want to buy, you know, can I buy this? Like, you can send me a PayPal donation if you want. If you really, you know, if you're froggy, leap. It's good. Like, you know, I still put work into it. Like, I don't want to sell it because I'm not trying to profit off of someone's work. But I still, like, you know, man, I feel just for having the ear for the beat, like, I co-produced it. And by the time I'm done doing what I did to it, you know, I done flipped it into something entirely that's, you know, I hope it's worthy. A lot of people, I hope a lot of, you know, some people.
Hey, man, I took time to listen to a lot of your music, and I took time to listen to a lot of your music. I can say I'm a fan because you take the song, you keep the essence of the song alive, but you do you with it. You make it a unique version of it. And that's just how, I don't know, I really appreciate your talent. Yeah, I do appreciate your talent.
That's good, man. You know, like I said, that's all I'm going. You know what? If you like it a little, I love it a lot, man. That's my motto, basically. So that's why I can. Yeah, that's why I continue on as I'm pushing into the twilight years of rap, of elders, you know, again, man, you know. Damn, being elderly and rap in my 40s, but that's just the genre, man. But it's good. I'm going to keep going, and I'll spit these rhymes. I got bars. It don't matter.
Hey, yeah, man, I got you on that.
I'm crazy. I'm coming to the end of the show, man. Where you got any shout-outs? What are some final words for the listeners tonight, Ghost Creep?
Man, if you can check me out, ReverbNation.com/GhostCreep, no space, spelt exactly how it said, Ghost Creep, one word. Man, if you can just look me up, man, I would just appreciate that. SoundCloud, you can find me. Facebook, you can find me. I just need some more people to hear my name, pretty much, because I ain't got no promotion, really. That's why I really respect and have a lot of, man, I really appreciate what you're doing for me right now. And that's really all I really need some help with, is some people to actually hit play and hear me for the first time. That's what I'm really hoping for.
It's good, you know, like I said, I can't get this to a million people, but, you know, eventually thousands will hear it. Like I said, you know, it's a slow, you know, man.
It's a soapbox that people are listening to, and I don't care if it's five people, man, as long as they just, man, I'm cool with
It'll
that.
It'll go. Like I said, it's permanently archived, and as I get, they, man, it's a trickle effect. I get, you know, it gets listens every week, and, you know, it might take a year to get 1,000 listens, but you will get them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
man. I just appreciate your time, bro. I just appreciate your time. Give me a chance to just
fun.
Speak.
It's actually been a great show, very enjoyable, and you've been very enjoyable to converse with, sir. So I appreciate your time as well. You know, man, I can't, like I said, I don't have just anybody on, and I can't do a show without good artists, man. So it's all good. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been tuned in to TDR Radio, the Ghost Creep, Thief to High Priest, doing it too big. Join me next week again, Sunday, 10 p.m. CST. You know how it goes down, and we're out of here tonight with one more Ghost Creep track. It's a Northwest thing. And parting, as always, we wish you good night, God bless, and whatever you do, don't stop the music.
Yeah. No love. Ghost Creep.
Northwest, living life untamed, and we don't speak.